This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now is Anna Hodgson. She's a field and forage crops educator with Penn State Extension. She's based out of Mifflinburg, but we can see her all over the central portion of the state, helping farmers, helping them deal with hay and grain topics. And she's also got an entomology background, and she can answer the question, what insect is overwintering in your fields? Good morning, Anna. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
What is overwintering in our fields that we're surrounded by here out in the rural areas?
Some of our pests prefer warmer climates, so they'll be coming in throughout the season, but some that overwinter potentially are, brown marmorated stink bugs, aphids, and a few others.
Now, are stink bugs an issue for farmers? We see them in the houses, in buildings a lot of the time.
Yeah, brown marmorated stink bugs can be a problem, both in field and vegetable crops. They can feed on, corn and tomatoes and other things and cause damage to the crop and reduce yields.
Okay. I knew they irritated somebody, so you just had to find the right person. Well, that is it. Well, our main goal today is to talk about the fact that prices are increasing significantly for farmers as they get into the spring planting season and then as various inputs are needed throughout the summer. So let's start out with the spring planting. Fuel prices are up, so kind of walk us through these higher expenses.
Yeah, I think everyone has seen, fuel prices increasing in general. And when it comes to ag production, anytime equipment's running, we're using fuel. So whether that's for tillage, planting, spreading manure and fertilizers, spraying herbicides, and even at harvest. And in Pennsylvania, we are fortunate that about 70% of our corn and soybean production is grown with no-till practices. So this really provides, a lot of soil health benefits, but it can also help to reduce labor and fuel costs by not traveling over the field for tillage events multiple times.
But you're still going to need to travel over it for application of herbicide and for fertilizer. So a grain or a crop farmer, a forage farmer, is not going to be immune from the high fuel price just because they're no-till, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. And when it comes to, some of our farmers are using tillage still in their operations, especially organic farmers. And when it comes to organic, with not having accessibility to herbicides to control weeds, that requires, specialized equipment that helps remove weeds between the crop rows. So there tends to be, more passes and more, fuel costs associated with organic production.
All right. Well, we see manure being spread from time to time around here as well. So, of course, that anytime you're driving the tractors, then therein lies your expenses or your harvesters or combines or whatever it is, anytime all of them run on fuel. So there your costs are going up. What about herbicides? We know about Roundup, the glyphosate. Is that how you say it, right, correctly?
Glyphosate. It's the active ingredient that's in Roundup. Yep.
Okay, so is that cost up as well?
Yes. Glyphosate has increased, 250% or so from things that I have read and just things I've heard locally. So the price of herbicides is increasing. There are also some shortages for glyphosate right now, which is an issue. In no-till farming, we're relying a lot on our herbicides to kill our weeds and cover crops before planting. And glyphosate is one of those products that's usually used, early in the season to help remove any weeds and cover crops that are there. There are, some alternatives, specifically Gramoxone, the active ingredient would be Paraquat, but it's a much more toxic herbicide to be using, and just within the past few years, the EPA now requires additional training to use that product.
Where will this push farmers? Let's suppose the cost of fuel and or herbicides just gets too high. Where are we headed there? Is there a logical stepping off point for farmers?
Right. I think a concern is, using the right rates for herbicides to control weeds. So if herbicides are scarce or expensive, there may be, fewer applications, so there could be more weeds in the fields. And when we have weeds or other competition with the crop, it can, reduce yields and quality. So it can affect things, but yeah, people might be trying to reduce herbicide applications in general if they don't have enough product or it's expensive.
We always think of, and you're not an economist or a business person, so just say as much as you want to about this. Farmers, we often hear, for some farmers, they're already on the margin if they're crop farmers. So where does this leave them? Is this going to? Do you think this would be a turning point for some farmers?
It could be. Again, I'm not an economist, and it's hard to predict where things will be, at harvest this fall, but it can be. There are some small margins out there for farmers.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so fertilizer costs also going up. We see some farmers out there with the nitrogen already and other fertilizers.
And some of those fertilizer prices are increasing 3 to 4 fold from my understanding. So we really recommend the importance of soil testing, especially this year when prices are high. Soil testing should be done at least once every 3 years. And then there's usually, a plan associated for 3 years for fertilizer. So if someone hasn't been keeping up with that plan to know where their soil levels are at, we do recommend doing a test this year. I know our soil lab on campus have had an increase in volume here this fall into spring. So more people are definitely out there soil testing. And then when it comes to what we can do, to try and cut some costs, having proper pH for your field crops is really important. That determines nutrient availability. So for most of our crops, we're looking at a 6 to a 6.5 for the pH. Barley and alfalfa are a little more neutral at 6.5 to 7. So that's going to be a key factor there, just so that the nutrients will be available to your crop. And then this year we're really recommending to apply what you need for this year and season instead of worrying about building up your soil nutrients for the future. Usually we recommend, building up that bank of nutrients and maintaining it over time. But this would definitely be the year to focus on just maintaining it, what you need for the season.
Now, will the sale price for some of these grains and so on be higher when it comes time to harvest?
There's a potential for that. I know last fall we were seeing, some higher prices for grain in general. But again, it's hard to predict where things will be, a few months from now with everything going on. So it is possible that there will be, higher prices, but we'll just have to see what happens.
Are other costs up too for farmers? We know inflation affects everybody. Farmers are consumers too in our world. Are labor costs up as well? We know that to be true in the food industry and other industries. Is that true for farmers also?
Yes, it is. I've heard from at least a few companies too that, sell seed or fertilizer, that they've had a hard time, finding enough help, just like any other businesses. And definitely, wages are part of that.
Well, and if there's going to be any borrowing involved, we know interest, well, taxes are going up too. That's not what I was thinking of. But interest rates are going up. So, the 1 or 3 or 4 or 5% interest rates are going to be a thing of the past, and that's going to be part of that. And what are other costs that farmers might incur? I think of, we see the tire vendor that goes out to the farm to replace a tractor tire, so that would be some sort of a service provided. Are all those kinds of expenses increasing also?
I think it depends, but there has been an increase in cost for equipment, just like what we see with vehicle prices lately, and getting parts for equipment. There could be price increases there, or just with supply chain issues. You know, there could be issues trying to get a specific part, depending on the equipment that's used. But yeah, definitely general maintenance of any farm equipment, just like having a personal vehicle, you know, there's money involved in that too.
Well, and the farmer saves labor costs by doing nearly everything humanly possible themselves. You know, the men and women around here who are farmers, we know they're real doers. Is there anything that I, as a consumer, can do? Is there something we can do to help farmers?
I don't know as far as, like, prices go, but and talking about this conversation, but, I mean, it is springtime, so just, I mean, general awareness with the public, you know, there's going to be equipment out on the road, and just be aware of, you know, road safety. And I know it can be a hassle being stuck behind someone that's driving slow, but if you can take a couple extra minutes, then, you know, be safe about it. That's really important.
All right. And I know a lot of folks are using farmers markets around here, so the farmer might make a little bit better deal there, plus, you know, your CSAs and other opportunities to buy directly from farmers. So maybe those are helpful to the farmers as well. We thank Tom Butzler, also gets half producer credits today, for setting this up. But Anna, thank you so much for the insights and the information. I want to talk to you later in the year. I just think the idea of talking more about organics and things that bug farmers, literally, are going to be our next topic. So let's do that in the future. Thank you, Anna.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Anna Hodgson, field and forage crop educator at Penn State Extension, based out of Mifflinburg, but she goes all over the middle portion of the state. Entomology background, so pests that affect farmers. Anybody can contact her. You go to extension.psu.edu, and you can just search her up, Hodgson, and ask her questions if you have questions related to agriculture or farming.